Okay. Yeah, so this is going to be a part two from last video. And I probably misspelled something. I'm walking around with four college degrees and still misspelling pedestal. But whatever. It's life. So I left off on the last video because I felt like this needed a whole different topic to talk about. I mean, I thought this needed a whole its own section. So, like, I wanted to explain for a man, putting a woman on a pedestal is just as equally off-putting and awkward as a woman who is strong and independent, okay? Now, as a man, if you put a woman on a pedestal, no sane woman likes that shit, okay? No sane woman is going to like that. She's no mentally healthy. The only time a woman is actually going to fall for that shit is, let's say, like, if her ex boyfriend or husband, like, you know, dogged her out, and she finally got, you know, the willpower in her to try to do what she thought she should have always did and dated a man who respected her, right? And here you come putting the pussy on a pedestal, and she'll try to, you know, buy into it for a little while because she's not used to being treated this nice in a relationship. But ultimately it's gonna fail because no woman wants that. Because the reality of it is, see, there's nothing for them. While they're living in this culture of being put on a pedestal, there's nothing for them to actually do in the relationship, you see. And then on top of that, they must live up to this expectation of being put on a pedestal, you see. So for her, there's nothing for her to do. She's going to be inevitably bored and or exhausted from trying to live up to this being put on a pedestal. She's trying to live up to being a princess 24/7, which sometimes she may want to burp, sometimes she may want to fart. But you keep treating her like she's a princess, now she has to live up to being a princess. Now, on the flip side, the same thing of, okay, the equivalent of this is a strong, independent woman. Because now, for a man, there's nothing, just like from the previous example, being a man, getting with a strong and independent woman, there's nothing for a man to do. Okay, he's going to get there. He can't. There's nothing. If she already does everything, has everything, she's strong, she, you know, do everything, fix everything, there's nothing for, there's no place for a man in her life. You see what I'm saying? So he's going to eventually do the same thing. Get bored, you know, like it'll sit up and laugh. Okay, he's going to get bored and get frustrated, okay, because all he can really do is sit up and laugh until it's time to have sex, or he's going to be worried that, like, since he has no purpose, she's going to find something wrong with him and not want him anymore. You see, so it's just a dead end. See, this is why, like, see, no man wants a woman who's strong and independent, and no woman wants a man who puts women up on a pedestal. And see, the disconnect is both of the sides are equal in their own ways in why they don't find these disattractive in the other one. They're all in the same ways. You see, because I went off on this about the previous video talking about Emma Watson, and she it's sad because she's okay. And going back to like I said to the previous video about Emma Watson, you see, men can fall into that mentality of putting women on a pedestal. And then they can come across guys like me or like somebody in their life who's talking to them on serious levels. And they can go, ding, oh, maybe he is right. Maybe this is fucked up. And he can go out and fix it. You see, I mean, he can go out and, like I said, 3 months from now, be on a whole different path in life after that. Where, see, women, they once they go one way, most cases they never go, ding, and then turn around and fix it. It's just like, look, they just keep going. Because especially nowadays in modern feminism in America, I just speak for men in America and the UK. See, because women have been so spoon-fed, you know, Disney lies, and they've been so spoon-fed women's magazines that you see to a woman, it's just like, well, whatever I think is right. And if you don't agree with me, then you're just toxic. And I'm going to find someone who's going to tell me what I want to hear. And they're going to go off and they'll just keep going down that fucked up road. You see what I'm saying? Whereas, see, like, men, we were always taught to, like, to truly consider, you know, other people's opinions, other people's thoughts. We were taught this. So I think that's another reason why it's so easy for us to always fix whatever we fucked up. We can always go, let's say for instance, like these, I got to buy some more paper towels. I can blow my nose like crazy with these like paper towels. Let's say somebody goes like, you know what, man, you stop buying those paper towels because that's not a good deal because they're not absorbent and blah, blah, blah. And the guy, see, because men, we have been trained to always go like, oh, well, you know, maybe there's some validity to what he's saying. So we can always go, ding, you know what? I'll go try some other paper towels because why not? It's only, you know, $2 to try it. And if it's bad, I'll just go buy the ones I bought before. See, women have been so, women on the other hand, and this is why women are at a weakness in areas. This is one reason why, is because, like I said, women have been so trained to feel automatic princess qualities in life, to where if you tell them, hey, see, okay, what she's going to hear is, you're evil because you bought the wrong paper towels. And see, that's what she's going to hear. Now, that's not what you said, but that's what she's going to hear. Because what she's going to hear, she's going to take it as she made a bad decision. And then most women will rather go, oh, okay, well, you think I made a bad decision. I'll just go somewhere where someone will think my paper towels are good. And they'll just keep going with the same paper towels. They won't even entertain the other paper. If that made sense. I feel like I may have used too many words, but I don't know, man. But yeah. And the other obvious reason why women are at a disadvantage is simply because they age out their prime because their lives are front loaded. The first 25 to 30 years of their life is all the prime, you see, and then it's all front loaded. After that, it's just a constant decline down, and there's nothing they can do about it. Whereas men, like as a man, we don't get any value until we get proper wisdom and, you know, proper wisdom and experience. And then that's when we become valuable. And that is our value. So that's why we can always keep going up. Like, we can do that. We can, like, okay, when a man works on himself and gets himself together, he can go out there and be 45, 50, and then go out there and pull a 22-year-old sexy girl. But see, on the flip side, if a woman decides to like get herself together, well, at 45, she's just gonna be 45 for one. So she's just gonna be older for two. Okay, women always want something a little bit better than them anyway. Like they don't like a woman don't want to marry a 22-year-old boy, but a 45-year-old man will marry a 22-year-old woman. You see, that fits. But the other way, it just never, because one woman's nature is to always go for someone who's at least a little bit better than they are. And I say two out of three categories. But yeah, man. The being putting a woman on a pedestal is about the equivalence of a strong, independent woman. Both of them are. I think even a deeper core is in doing that, they're actually kind of taking on the other one's traits, because putting a woman on a pedestal is like, what you're doing is you're putting her in the lead, which means she's leading, which means you're putting her in a man's position. That's why it's a turn off to women. And on the flip side, when a woman becomes strong and independent, well, these are man qualities and she's turning into a man. So she's not sexually attractive anymore. So that makes a little more sense than explaining it. As I was going on about Emma Watson. If Emma Watson had been like ugly or something like that, it wouldn't hurt so bad. But since Emma Watson is beautiful, I mean, I would say she's beautiful, but I think she's a really good looking girl. Since Emma Watson is a really good looking girl, it hurts her. It hurts me a whole lot more to watch her. Pretty much to watch all her natural genetic beauty just go to waste. Because that's what's happening with Emma Watson. It's going to essentially go to waste, to rot in a room with her and just all this Gucci and Louis Vuitton shit and, you know, whatever fancy book she's reading. And it's going to end up on three and four medications. She's going to end up with a pharmacy in her bathroom to keep herself from killing herself. And, you know, it's just like Emma Watson. Like, I feel so bad for Emma Watson. Like, 'cause like Because she's beautiful. Because I have a Pinterest account, and I there's a picture of Emma Watson wearing this dress with these heels. Man, she was perfect. Like, how did you fuck, like, Emma? How did you fuck it up so bad? Like, quotes from the previous video I made, man. Like, I'm telling you, when a woman, like, there's a threshold that women cross, man. It's like, when they get too much, when they figure they know what they want, that is when they are just destroyed. It's just destroyed. You say a strong, independent woman is an oxymoron, point blank. I don't know. I would say that. I would say that they do exist, but it contradicts what they actually want. And okay, what will make them happy? Because see, like, because women are like children. Like, okay, what a woman wants is like, okay, you know, when a child wants to eat some food, right? Like, it might be something like chicken nuggets. Like, this child don't want no cake, but the child says it wants cake. Right, like, I want some cake. Like, no, eat the chicken nuggets, and they sitting there with the chicken nuggets, right? And they'll keep pushing the chicken nuggets away, keep pushing them away, until they mess around, and take a bite, and they go, they just eat all the chicken nuggets. That is what women do and think, and they know what they want. Like, she, like, once they cross that boundary, but it's also weird, because usually once they cross that boundary of thinking they know what they want. See, now, I think it's a bit more complicated on top of that, because, like I said, women will just go to where, like I said, women have been so validated in believing that they're princesses that they would rather just go to where someone's going to just tell them what they want to hear and just keep going down that road, even though it's fucking them up even more. So an example with the kid and the cake versus chicken nuggets, the kid isn't grown. The kid's a child. So the kid will eventually do what you say because you're a grown-ass man as a kid. But if the kid, okay, but the equivalent, let's say if the kid was the woman in this scenario, the kid would rather just go off and keep eating cake and keep getting stomach aches and keep, you know, shitting diarrhea. And that's essentially what the women are doing in this context. They're just going off just eating cake all day, every day, and they just getting fat, getting pimples, shitting diarrhea, getting stomach aches, when all they had to do was to eat some chicken nuggets. You know what I'm saying? And all this shit would have been, like, it would have been a much smoother road. Like, I don't know, I feel like I'm rambling now, man. I even know, I thought I left this on. I didn't know I was, like, completely live with this. But, yeah, that's just my opinion on the original topic of the how is equal, how putting a woman on a pedestal to a woman is the equivalent of a woman being strong and independent to a man. Like, both the sides, the opposite sex never wants that side. They never want that type of a person, because those characteristics are the opposite sex's characteristics. You see what I'm saying? But yeah, that's it, man. I'm out.